Beautiful good morning to you all. You can probably hear the birds in the background. I'm sat on the veranda of the studio. I'm still in my dressing gown, having my coffee. I was up very late last night. So this is the first of, I hope it's going to be, a whole series of podcasts. I don't have any fancy recording equipment. All I have is my phone, which I'm using to pick up this podcast. I also use my phone, by the way, as a hotspot because I don't have internet. Yes, I know. It's extraordinary, really, isn't it? That here I am after, 12 years of continually having quite a huge output onto social media, yet I still don't have internet. I don't think I need it. I think the old hotspot on the phone is sufficient. And you know, one of my mantras is knowing when you have enough. I think I have enough. Also, I don't use a script. I don't have a script. I don't really have any particular agenda to talk from. Because I don't allow advertising on any of my sites, I'm not doing a podcast in order to garner more support or more income. Again, that magical word, enough. I think it was a word that Queen Elizabeth I used quite a lot when she was giving out to her ministers. She would say, enough. Well, I think it's a very underused word. Yes, I have enough. Yes, there is enough. Enough of that nonsense. But talking of words, there are so many words now which are almost de rigueur to say. I was chatting with some friends the other day and we happened upon the word responsible. Being responsible for something or someone. It's almost like a dirty word now, responsible. Feeling a sense of responsibility towards the earth, towards everything that lives upon the earth. Yeah, but maybe that's a podcast for another day. That's a podcast that may take me into quite, I won't say angry zones, but certainly agitated zones. So I suppose what I should do is set out what it is these podcasts are going to be about. Again, no agenda, just talking in the moment, speaking in the moment, very much going with the energy flow and the vibes. I'm a person who does that. That's absolutely an integral part of my life, is going with the flow, picking up on the energy, responding to the vibrations. Yes, the earth vibrates, resonates at a vibrational level. Very few people understand that. I think if people did understand that, they would realise that that's basically her heartbeat. And as babies, we thrive on being close to the mother with our head against her breast, listening to the sound of the heartbeat. Many paediatricians have come to realise that that's essential for the health, sometimes the very life of the baby. It is the sound from the womb. It is the sound that the child hears in the womb. It's that beautiful constancy. The rhythmic sound of the mother, of life itself. I don't think there can be a more reassuring sound than that of the beating of the human heart and the beating of the heart of Mother Earth. That's why I love being outside. I'm sat here in my dressing gown. I've come out with my coffee. I'm bathing in the vibrational sound of Mother Earth. Being close to the mother makes me feel well again. I made a little recording on Beeltana Eve. It doesn't include the human voice, but it does include, and it is about, the sounds here in the gardens, in the woodland gardens of Beeltana Cottage on Beeltana Eve. I didn't venture very far into the woods. I just put the phone down and put record on. And went about my work. I think I was working inside the cottage for a little while. And I came back out and switched off the recording. And it's something I'm going to put up now on the website here. And talking of the website, as I explained in my little introductory, post that I put up yesterday. This is a place of safe harbour. Not many of those places left actually in the world, because we have allowed so many of our safe places to be taken away, reassigned, overlaid with nonsense. This website is a safe place. I know in the beginning when I set up this website, it was a time before I had any books published, and I had, I won't say financial problems, because I've never looked at those things as being problems, but I certainly had quite severe financial constraints. And I remember at that point, to have the website maintained as my own website, you know, I think it was about 250 euros a year, something like that. And then something else, I think it was about 20 euros for the domain name. And I struggled to find that money. But now, looking back, I'm so glad I did, because everything on this website remains as it was remains safe from all the nonsense that's being encouraged and stirred up and manufactured on the internet. Some people call it woke. Well, I don't like names like that. I call it nonsense, as opposed to common sense. I just call it nonsense. Intolerance. Intolerance towards people. Intolerance towards what we have become used to as being just common sense. We shouldn't need anything or anyone to dictate to us what common sense is. It's surely we all have it. We're all born with it. But anyway, I steer well clear of it all, because I don't like nonsense. I don't like that ridiculous way of behaving. There are important issues, and I've always said, I'm not even going to go there with any discussions on climate change. Climate change are two words that sort of seem a big umbrella for just about everything, and very few people think they can do anything about it because it's so out of their reach. Instead, I see earth destruction. Destruction. I witnessed it yesterday, and again, that's a podcast for another day, because I want to go back to that particular spot and take some photographs that can accompany the podcast. And this is what I will attempt to do, is put up photographs that in some way or other conveys the essence of what the podcast is about. So that's probably the only podcast that I have a mind to do. For the rest, it would be very much a in the moment. It's quite a windy day here at Bealtaine Cottage, and very cloudy, lots of clouds, lots of grey clouds, but the sun is coming through in a very, very, very milky sky, because of course it's so grey and cloudy. But as with all days, without exception, there is a beauty about everything. I think I also want to say a little bit about Bealtaine Cottage, because there's quite a few new subscribers, and I want to provide a little bit of an overview. Excuse me. I started the project in 2004 after, as my friends would have said, or did say at the time, friends and family, having a complete reassessment of my life. Some people would call it having a breakdown. Well, for me, it wasn't a breakdown. It was a breakup. It was a breakup with everything that seemed so pervasive and unrealistic in the world I was living in, which was London at the time, and deeply immersed in a profession, the teaching profession, and witnessing a lot of bullying going on in the staff room, some of which I was subject to, and seeing how back then in 2004, education itself was being transformed. There was a corporate element coming into it, and it was most distasteful. And I couldn't make any sense of it. It wasn't what I went into teaching for. Teaching for me was very much a vocation. Excuse me. Again, sorry for using that dirty word, vocation. It's very much frowned upon now, you know. You either have a profession and you are, you know, professionally motivated and you are ambitious and it's all about things other than what it is you're actually doing. But anyway, I decided to throw it all up in the air and just leave. Just leave. And I did just that. And I came here and decided that in a time of destruction, I was going to create something. I was going to create something meaningful and worthwhile. And something that would endure. Something that would keep going well past my time on this earth. And that has allowed me to open up so many doors, to see into so much of what I now regard as the real world. It's been, without a doubt, the most magical journey. And it continues to be a magical journey. Every time I share something on social media, I share some of that magic. And by sharing the magic, it invigorates my energy and creates even more magic around me. That's why I share. That's why I will not allow advertising. I don't want anything polluting that. I don't want anything taken away from that. The magic is in the sharing of what is the here and now. This. So I've planted, I couldn't tell you now, it's over 1,100, it's less than 13. Trees, real trees. Real trees, not trees that are going to be just a cash crop like all the Sitka spruce forests are. But real trees, each one of them has a unique personality and such a beauty. So I think I'm going to be posting some photographs of the trees here at Bealtaine Cottage. You know the old saying, plant it and they, well, no, build it and they will come. The hell with building. Plant it and they will come. And they are welcome. That's what's happened here. This is what I share. And in between times, I'm just sharing my very simple and very inexpensive life in the cottage. And I'm quite happy to share every aspect of Bealtaine Cottage with you. So I think that's going to be the end of my first podcast. And the magic is in the sharing. and the wind has stopped and the trees are still. It's as though the orchestra has just come to a close. Blessings to you all.